Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, October 11th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, a momentous technology-filled day here in the Cypress household. I upgraded our internet to like 10 times the speed. I put in a landline to replace my VoIP phone, and so now we also don't have a phone eating away at the bandwidth of the internet, and supposedly this is going to be much better. And the technician was like, man, you are 300, your home is 350 feet down your front driveway and down the hill to across the street where the box is, where all that cable's coming up. And so that's eating away at all your speed. But we doubled the speed, and he put some kind of a booster on, and he kind of did something else, and we got a new upgraded modem to whatever, and I don't know anything about technology other than hopefully this fixes a lot of the issues, and these videos don't just stop and start and glitch and whatever. So, however, I had a lot of trouble just getting started with this video, so hopefully things are working now. And hopefully you can see me. And if anyone's here, let me know. Garrett is here. Janet Hines is here. Welcome. And hopefully that means you can see me. So my Rhino of the day is this guy right here. And check that out. Whoa, he's coming towards me. I thought he'd go straight. And look at that. The charging Rhino charging across the book. Wind him up, and there he goes. This Rhino is one heck of an action-based Rhino. Doesn't just stand around, doesn't just talk, doesn't just say what he thinks he means or whatever. He takes action. And that, folks, is the subject of today's Wisdom Wednesday. You've heard the saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Here's the deal. It's neither. It's not what you say, and it's not how you say it. It's what actions you take that matter. And so many people say the right things, think the right things, have big ideas, know all the strategies, read all the books, take all the courses, watch all the videos, including this one. They go to all the events. I've hosted over 300 events for entrepreneurs, and they take pages of notes, and they come gushing up to me at the end. Oh, that was so great. I got 14 pages of notes. I got so many ideas. Hoo-ha. You know, I always have my camera set up in the back filming video testimonials and somebody doing that for me, and then I would check them later and go, wow, look at that. I got 14 video testimonials. People were happy. Let's see what they said. And almost one after the other, they said the same meaningless thing. They were like, this was so awesome. I got a lot of great ideas. Steve is great. I'm like, next person. Man, I got so many ideas. I got, man, it's not about ideas in your head or what you think or what you think other people should think or what you say or what you mean or any of that crap. It's what you do, period. So here's the example. And it's something that's been in the news, and I've talked about it a bunch on these videos, and it's affected me personally because I recently ended, about 3 weeks ago, my 50-plus years of devotion, and I can't even believe I'm saying such a thing, to the NFL and my formerly beloved New York Jets. I actually watched all the games. I've attended hundreds of NFL games and watched them all. I actually had paid $300 a year for DirecTV NFL Sunday ticket just so I could watch my beloved Jets game. I mean, totally ridiculous. Canceled that, of course. Took all my Jets paraphernalia and put it in a box to maybe be looked at someday on a throwback Thursday when I go into the vault of the old days when I gave a crap about what these spoiled, ridiculous, misled, somebody is really using these multi-millionaire kids, not that, I mean, a multi-millionaire, so I'm pretty sure they can be used, not to mention their job is to be physically used. So they're used to it. But there they are, just being ridiculous. And but while they're disrespecting the national anthem and the flag and their majority of their fans and their country and all the first responders that protect them coming in and out of the players' entrance and on the field, so unruly fans don't throw things at them or run on the field or do other things. They disrespect all of that and all the history of the country and the national flag and whatever. However, they say, oh, you don't understand. That's not what we're doing. We're protesting peacefully, as is our right of the First Amendment, against police brutality and against racial inequality and racial injustice. That's all. Those are unbelievably fantastic causes. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in universally loving those causes. Those are fantastic causes, and they are at a, there's like lots of violence going on in recent years all across America because of those things. Like, those are great things to solve, great problems we need to solve. But you hear what happens. Their actions are disrespecting the flag, right? We're going to kneel, or we're not going to put our hand on a heart. We're going to pout, or we're going to stay in a locker room, or we're going to sit down, or we're going to, you know, be angry and miserable, or we're going to put our fist in the air. All this disrespecting of the flag, the national anthem, which clearly it is by the actions, but they somehow think it's defensible to say, but that's not what we mean. What we mean is this: doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you say you mean. And in business, it's the same thing, folks. It doesn't matter if some unhappy customer, client, patient, member, whatever your business is, calls you and says, hey, I feel disrespected by something going on in the business, by the fact that you said you would send me the thing and it hasn't arrived yet, or by the fact that it arrived broken and you didn't replace it right away, or the fact you overcharged me, or the fact that you had corrupt service and you won't come out to fix it, or whatever it is, I feel disrespected. And it doesn't matter that you say, oh, would you ever? You'd be a pretty shoddy, crappy business person if you said, oh, if you argued with it, you don't understand. We meant to ship it on time, or we did. We put it in the mail on time, or we did our best. It's another good one you hear. We did our best. You know, hey, Mr. Remodeler, the drawers in my kitchen fell apart. When I pulled it out, they just fell apart and disintegrated. Like, your dovetail joints didn't exactly dove or tail or joint. And your response is, well, but we tried our best. You don't understand. Like, we didn't mean to do crappy workmanship. Like, who gives a crap? You would never say that. So I know that anyone watching this video, being a business owner, would never do what these ridiculous athletes are doing, saying, don't pay any attention to what we're actually doing. Just listen to what we think we're saying and what we think we mean. Like, it doesn't matter at all. Okay, so that's Wisdom Wednesday today. Don't even try and fool people or argue with them or tell them that it matters at all, that it matters one iota what you think you're doing. When your actions say something completely different, that's what matters. So we got two things. We want to protest all kinds of crap going on. That's great. But we don't want to also disrespect the flag, which is, of course, how the whole thing started, and not actually started with Colin Kaepernick just pouting on the bench because he lost his starting job. But very quickly, he changed it to, oh, I'm protesting racial injustice, because people were like, hey, pouting on the bench, that sucks. Like, don't explain it that way. You got to explain it like you were protesting injustice. Okay, so that's how it started. They say, I will disrespect the national anthem because I don't have respect for this country, which doesn't have respect for me and other black people who are being disrespected. But that's how it started. So don't come on, players, don't try and tell me you're not disrespecting the anthem. Like, are we all idiots? Like, of course you are. Oh, well, we don't mean to. Doesn't matter. It's great, and it's commendable. Oh, you do love your country, and you do respect the military and the police, and that's great, but you're not showing it with your actions, which is all that matters. And that's Wisdom Wednesday. Let's go to the comments, concerns. Phil is here. Ian's here. Chris Bell is here. Great to see you. And I got to put on my glasses because I got a comment from Phil Brakefield. Amazing. Your lips are moving in sync with your words. New. There you go. So Phil came in after the beginning of the video where I relayed the fantastic news, and it's great to hear the seconding of the news that it is actually working, that today was Enter into the 21st Century of Technology Day for the Cypress household. We got a double the speed of the internet, got a new modem they were like, oh, that old modem was so, wasn't even working as good with the speed you had before. Like, I don't know what the numbers are, but we had 100 speed with a modem that could only handle 50. So he goes, you were already throwing money out the window. Now we have 300 speed and the modem that can handle it. And I also had a landline installed today also to take the phone and the VoIP off of that internet. So that cleared it even more. So yeah, technology is happening here. It's great to hear that Phil is confirming that it's working. And I haven't paused or glitched. I will see when I, you know, do all the rendering of the replay and I post it on YouTube and the Rhino Daily blog and the Rhino Daily podcast and put it up on Twitter and all the different Facebook pages I manage and whatever and the groups. And I will see that this thing worked, which is great news. Now, it did take a while to come on and I had to refresh the page a few times, but hopefully now Facebook and my computer and internet are in sync and talking properly to each other and things will be working. Oh, the other thing I got today, got a brand new iPad today. So my old iPad, do a Facebook Live, because it's an iPad 3, I think it is, with the software, cannot update to do Facebook Live. My new iPad Pro, I think it's called, has the newest, fastest software, and I will be attempting, maybe tomorrow, to put Facebook onto this iPad and to do a Facebook Live where I hold up this brand new, check it out, this brand new iPad Pro iPad with this new small connecting thing as opposed to my old iPad, which is big and thick and has this old broken down big connector. Like, we say goodbye to that one, say hello to the new one with a ridiculously faster speed, and I think I'll be able to do a Facebook Live video on my iPad. Also, tomorrow morning, my beautiful wife Michelle and I are headed off to the Costco to go right to the phone booth, as if we're Superman, yes, and because they have all the carriers there, and we will be trading in the old iPhone 4 for iPhone something, like maybe 7. At least the tech guy that was here today with the phone and the internet, whatever, they were like iPhone 7 ought to be good because I don't want to get a new phone. So, but we will upgrade everything. So it's upgrade everything in the technology world today. Thanks for noticing, Phil. Thanks for everybody else being here today. That's it for Wisdom Wednesday, folks. Watch your actions. Okay, they speak 7 bazillion million dillion times bigger than your thoughts, your words, your plans, or your trying, or you're doing your best. Or for business owners, that's all crap. Athletes can do all that crap. Like, they can do anything you want. In fact, they're making millions of dollars. So, you know, they can do anything they want, making millions of dollars to play a game, like, you know, on like a few weekends a year. And the rest of the time, they do anything they want, which includes some pretty crazy things for these kids that are all, you know, Mr. Virtue of, oh, I'm all for helping people. I hope that doesn't include all the women that you abuse and the dogs you abuse and the drugs you abuse and all the other people you abuse. And I hope you, that's in between the going out to the nightclubs and making it rain with $3,000 bottles of champagne and all the things that, of course, you athletes do. But I digress and don't even remember what I was saying. Anyway. That's enough for tonight. I'm going back to watching the Yankees and the Cleveland Indians game, and I will be signing off from Advanced Technology World of the Night. Thanks for being here today. I'll be back tomorrow with, hey, Throwback Thursday. I might as well just show my current technology that as of this morning I was using. That's Throwback Thursday. Who the heck still has the iPhone 4 ridiculous thing and the iPad 3 ridiculous thing? Who still uses that stuff? And the, oh, and where's my, here's my old modem. Hang on, let's get the modem. All right, there is the former modem. There it is. Still had the plastic on it, by the way, but it's 2 years old. And, oh, it rattles. It's even broken. And so this thing, the guy laughed when he saw it and said, you know, what are you doing? So there's a little throwback for you today to the old technology that has been replaced by the new, and I'll be back tomorrow with Throwback Thursday. Hope you'll join me.
Thank you. you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.